general, pipelines are going to, you know, they have a likelihood of leaking, and so that can cause contamination.
That is Kim Ross, president of Rethink Energy Florida. Ross's main issue with pipelines is that they're providing an infrastructure for fossil fuel instead of renewable alternatives.
Sometimes they have a likelihood of exploding, or they have, you know, they can explode. I won't say they have a likelihood of exploding, but they can explode. There have been literally hundreds of pipelines exploding or having incidents across the United States over the past couple of years. And I think it's an average of 2 a day.
But industry officials say Ross is wrong. David Mica is the executive director of the Florida Petroleum Council.
Florida will be better served when this is pipeline is completed and online and making more competitive natural gas available to us. We currently have two really main pipelines in Florida, and this addition will be a real positive benefit to all Floridians.
The pipeline is being built for a cost of $3.2 billion. It will run through Alabama, Georgia, and Florida. For WFSU News, I'm Catherine Buckler.